What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast, and we're in episode 200. So,
whoop, whoop.
Yeah, episode 200. It's pretty exciting, I guess.
That's a big milestone.
Yeah, when we started this podcast, it's just to talk about tech, and here we are, 200 episodes later, still talking about tech.
It keeps coming out.
Yeah,
keep talking about it, right?
Yeah, as long as there's stuff to talk about, we'll continue to talk about it. With me is my co-host Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Not a whole lot. Just excited for this, and it's another Wednesday, so it's podcast night.
Yeah, podcast night. I have a cappuccino.
Yep.
Instant cappuccino, which I'm not sure if it's all that great, but I guess it's instant cappuccino, so it can't,
Yeah.
If anybody knows a good instant cappuccino, let me know, because
That's not out of a pouch, or do you have
it's technically still out of a pouch or whatever. It's like it's out of a tin, but yeah.
Okay.
I haven't found one that's actually tastes like a real like a good cappuccino you get at like Starbucks or whatever, but it's the best that I had. So keeping me awake here. But as always, guys, this podcast is brought to you by Amazon. Just go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon. And if you happen to purchase something, that gives us a little kickback and, of course, keeps the podcast ongoing. I'm ready to buy some stuff on Amazon. I was looking at some stuff lately. And one, I've been looking for a TV, and the prices of TVs have dropped significantly. I was looking at a TV maybe in the summertime. That exact same TV is like $400 difference now, which is, I think, a lot. I mean, it seems to be that that's just a decent amount of time.
Yeah, there was some TV, I think, at Best Buy coming up for Black Friday that was going to be like $200 or just a little under. And it was like, I don't know, not a big name brand. It was Insignia, which is kind of one of their house brands. But it was, an Insignia 50-inch 1080p TV for $199.
So I've been looking at like a 50-inch 4K Samsung. Mm-hmm. That one was like seven something when I was looking in the summer, and I believe it's like $399 right now.
Yeah.
And it's like I know how much I wanted to spend, and now I can get the higher end model now. It's kind of cool.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm still waiting for Black Friday and Cyber Monday to see like what I can really do. But I mean, I'm pretty excited to get a new TV. So
yeah.
But let's talk about computer tech. This is a computer podcast, not a TV podcast. So we'll start with our reviews this week. Two completely different products, but two really interesting products. And the first one is one that I'm actually sitting in right now. It's the autonomous Kin chair. You guys can kind of see it. It's, I'm sitting on it.
See a little bit of it. Yep.
Yeah. This is their new ergonomic office chair, and it's interesting in the fact that it uses this TPE material, which is basically a mix of rubber and plastic for the back. And it's when you first actually sit in it, it's a little interesting. I'm trying to find the picture here of the back, it has this sort of spine, which is made to like imitate a spine on a.
Yeah, the back of it reminds me, if you've seen Beetlejuice, like the movie before, there's these weird art chairs that they sit in, and it is kind of like a spine. It reminded me of that, but it looks a lot different than other chairs you've seen.
Yeah, so it's really interesting because when you sit down, it sort of like conforms to your body, which is interesting. And what's the TPE material kind of. Initially feels like you're sitting on rubber, but it's not like rubber, but it's a little, you might think it's not super comfortable at first, but you have to take the time to get used to it. And the one thing, if you notice down here, there's no lumbar support at all. But the one thing that I really found out about this chair is that it actually feels better than chairs that have lumbar support.
Interesting.
The thing about this chair that I like is it is an office chair. It's not like, a gaming chair or anything like that, but it keeps me comfortable, but not too comfortable. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably not going to fall asleep in it. So that's probably a good thing if you're using it as a work chair and trying to get stuff done.
Yeah. So it keeps me comfortable without being too comfortable where I'm like falling asleep or just like lounging back. This chair is fully adjustable, so you can adjust pretty much everything on the chair. You know, the armrests, they can move back and forth, they can move up and down. The back of the chair can, of course, be set back and forward. You can actually set the adjustment on how much pressure it takes to lean back the chair too, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, that's nice. A lot of them, you flip that switch and it's like you're instantly flipped back, and having a little resistance is nice.
You can, of course, move the chair up and down, and then the seat can actually be moved forward and backward as well. So you can really like dial this chair in. And I think that's the best part of this chair, or one of the best parts of this chair, is that you can really dial it in. You can set it. You can set everything. There's a lot of different settings. So with most chairs that you get, especially like ones that are like, you know, like $100 you get from, you know, Best Buy, or does Best Buy even sell chairs? I haven't been to Best Buy.
I don't know if they do anymore. Yeah, I don't know.
But you know, from places like Office Depot maybe or something, you know, that $100, you typically get the option to move the chair up and down and adjust the backrest. That's it. This has so many more settings, which I think is really cool. And again, if you're sitting in this for hours at a time, you want something that you can really dial into your own body and everything like that. So I really like that about the chair. And the other interesting thing about the chair is, like, you think like this plastic rubber material here, like, how is this going to be comfortable when I sit on it? Right. But it has this sort of coil spring design under it. That's also made of the same material that is sort of like, think of like a mattress, right? So it provides support, but is also comfortable at the same time. And it actually, like I said, I'm still sitting in this chair. I'm still using it. So it looks like it's
molded out of one piece there. Those springs or those coils kind of.
Yeah. It's one whole piece. Okay. So again, most of the chair is made out of this TPE material too, which it's like I said, it's very interesting. When I got it out, I was like, how can this thing be comfortable? Cause like when you're taking it out and putting it together, you're like, how is this ever going to be comfortable for long periods of time? But you know, I've spent multiple, you know, 6-7 hour work days in this chair, and it, no problems whatsoever.
Nice.
And it's very comfortable. And again, it keeps me comfortable without being too comfortable. It puts my body in the proper position, which is very important if you're sitting for a long period of time.
Sure.
The only issue that I really had with this chair is, while they've actually tried to make it easier to put together, it kind of doesn't line up initially. The bottom of it, I'll show you guys. Actually, it's on the next page. So these are supposed to line up, and you can see they're kind of off a little bit. You basically have to force the hex bolts kind of in there, and then it will move for you. So like putting this together by yourself is just a little bit
of work.
Yeah, it's a little bit of work. So that's something that it just should have been easier for a single person operation, and it wasn't. But once you have it together, it's an awesome chair. Like, I absolutely love this chair. Again, I was very skeptical, and I think that even if you would see this in the store, I don't think it would be a number one choice. Just because you don't have
you don't have the time to get used to that feel, and people are going to be like, oh, this doesn't look comfortable. It's made out of plasticky rubber type material. Yeah.
Like I said, I've been using it for a while. I really like it. What's great about Autonomous is they have a 30-day no questions asked like return policy. So you get this chair, you try it, you know, even I would say like a couple weeks, you should really know if you like this chair or not. And if you don't like it, you send it back, no questions asked.
Cool.
That's pretty awesome. So definitely check us out. I think this chair is around it's $419 right now. Which I think for the amount of, you know, customization as far as like dialing the chair in that you don't get with other chairs, how it actually puts your body in the proper position. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important as well.
No headrest though.
Sorry. Yeah, no headrest. So I don't feel that I need a headrest with this chair, because like when I'm sitting here, like I'm sitting in it right now, like feel like my body
sets your shoulders.
Yeah. It sets my shoulders and everything like that. But the entire time I did this review, I was like, what if it had a headrest? And especially a headrest with this material, because for me, this material is like, it kind of is like cooler to the touch. So like, it just would feel nice to like have that on my back, like, you know, my neck and stuff.
Okay.
So I just wondered like, what would it be like with a headrest? So it doesn't have a headrest. They do offer it in different versions. If we, let's go to the, their website here and let's see here. Oops. Here we go. So they have ones that do have like this sort of, so see like the mesh on there. So you can get it with like a mesh covering if the TPE material is like kind of too hard for you. I would have liked to try that version just because I think that this would be even better with it.
Yeah.
And it's actually, they changed the pricing again. It's $389 now. So it's even
better. Yeah.
So like I said, it is a really good chair. I would definitely recommend it. It's great that they do the 30 days, no questions asked, because again, with chairs, I think it's, you need time to test it.
It's like a mattress, right? Those, all those online mattresses and stuff where you can send them back. I think, when you're going to be sitting in something for a long period of time or laying on it, whatever the case may be, being able to send it back is a really nice feature.
Yeah, for sure. So we gave it a 9 out of 10. Again, the headrest, I just would have liked to see one with one. And then just the issues with kind of putting it together was, for one person, it's just a little hard. So just something to keep in mind. But our next review is Corsair came out with new RGB fans, and they're called the IQQL120 or QL140, depending on the size. And they are pretty awesome. The whole idea behind these fans is that if you have RGB fans, when they're showing in the front, like you see here, they look awesome, right?
But yeah, they do look good.
Especially if you have cooling on the bottom of your case as an intake, of course, those fans are flipped. And when they're flipped...
Yeah, you lose that. You just wasted money on them.
Yeah, you basically just wasted money on them. So the whole idea behind these fans is that you actually have RGBs on the back. I don't know why I'm going page by page, because I can just go to the end here. But you have RGB, like basically the RGB ring that's on the front is also on the back.
Okay.
So they went from, I believe in the previous version of these, there was 16 RGB LEDs in the fan.
They're what, 34 now?
Yeah, 34. So they more than doubled it. These just look amazing. And what's really cool is like you can turn off the front illumination rings if you want.
That's kind of cool.
So like here is what it looks like with the front illumination turned off, you know.
That's cool how it glows through there, you know, gives it a different look. Not as bright, I guess, a little more muted. That's a nice feature.
And like they sell them in a bunch of different packs. We got the 3-pack that comes with 3 of the fans plus the lighting node core, which is basically an RGB controller. You plug the RGB controller into a USB 2.0 header on your motherboard. And of course, you can control everything with Corsair's IQ software. All of the fans come with proprietary connections. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Just for the fact that Corsair wants you in their ecosystem, they don't want you connecting this to another controller, blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
Which just makes sense. But I think these are only $10 more than the previous fans were. So you're getting
for the pack or individually?
For the pack.
Okay.
So you're getting twice as many RGBs per fan for $10 more, which seems like a good deal. And I think these will be their flagship RGB fans going forward. Again, you can see what these fans look like, the back of them. They actually look good.
How do they sound? Are they pretty quiet?
They're pretty quiet. Yeah. The only thing about these fans, which has been a thing with Corsair, and I've talked about this multiple times, is that these fans, they do have the RGB controller, but you have to connect these to either your motherboard or another fan controller. I wish that Corsair made a fan controller and an RGB controller in one. That's like new current, that worked very well with IQ and you didn't have to do all this extra stuff.
I think they do.
The Commander Pro, I think it's what it's called. It's not very current. That was out before IQ came out, I believe. So I wish they just like, I wish with this kit, like a lot of these RGB kits that we get into review, they do actually come with a fan controller. And it would be nice to control all of my speeds for my fans individually through IQ. And you don't get that with this, which, like I said, I just would have really liked to have seen that altogether. But all in all, like I said, they're like $10 more than the previous ones were, and you're getting double the amount of RGBs. And if you are planning a build where you are going to have intakes coming up from the bottom, it just makes sense. Like, these just look awesome. You know, from the, I guess, behind, I guess. So yeah, so definitely check out the review. Highly recommend these if you're doing RGB. And if you're in the Corsair ecosystem, that means that, you know, anything that works with IQ, whether it be like gaming accessories or their AIOs or anything like that, it's all going to work through IQ. So you have one piece of software for all of your RGB lights and everything like that. So
very nice.
Yes. So definitely check that review out. And we'll go to our video this week. And it took me forever because I shot this video wrong like three times. But I took a look at the Asus ROG Crosshair 8 motherboard. Such an awesome motherboard.
Yep.
Probably one of the most popular X570 motherboards there is out there. We talked about it when I actually did the written review. This time I did the video on it. So if you want to see it in all its glory in video, definitely check out that. We'll have it linked in the show notes. But just a great motherboard and an awesome motherboard to shoot. Like,
that looks awesome. That shot right there is pretty sweet.
I'm a video nerd, so shooting this motherboard was a lot of fun too. But I had to shoot it like four or five times because I took this bottom M.2 cover off. I forgot to put it back on, and I had to reshoot the entire thing. And shooting B-roll is not fun if you have to do it twice. But definitely check out that video. We'll have it linked in the show notes, but had a lot of fun shooting that. And again, it is a really great motherboard. We have the video plus the review, written review, so you guys can go ahead and check that one out. And then we have Case Mod Friday, and it's kind of funny because last week we had
you kind of went that route twice, huh?
Yeah, we had a build that was done inside of a suitcase, and this one is technically like it's made to be sort of like that, just for the fact that it's called War Machine Case Suit. It's the case suit from Iron Man. And I think it's done really well. Like, it looks really good. It's kind of like, the one thing I like about it is like it's sort of made to be like a laptop, but there's actually a full water cooled system inside, which I think is really cool. Here you can see the back of it, so you know, and it does have a screen in it and everything like that, which I think is really cool too. But it's actually a fully functional PC that is custom water cooled, which. I guess it is larger than a laptop, but still, for something that you could technically carry around, I think it's pretty awesome. You can see, you know, the graphics card in there. You can see the custom water cooling here.
Now, is it all 3D printed? Like, so much of this looks 3D printed.
I have no clue.
The handle, like, I'm just looking at some of these images. The handles, I can see some the corner pieces. Lots of layer lines in some of these images. So it looks like a lot of it has been 3D printed, which is cool.
Yeah. And like, it looks like something out of a movie, kind of like, you know, this little screen here on the front is really cool as well. It's just really cool. And this is done by Handman Chronicle. I don't think we've had any of his builds on Case Mod Friday before. So definitely check it out. It was done with GeForce Garage, which of course is ton of great mods came out of there as well. So really cool stuff. Definitely check it out. If you're a fan of Iron Man, you should definitely appreciate this for sure. Just looks awesome. And I really like it that it's like a full system. Like, this is not just the case, right? Like, you have the screen and everything that you just kind of pull up again, just like a laptop. It's pretty awesome. So definitely go ahead and check that out. And if you're into case mods, we of course have our full Case Mod Friday section that has everything that we talked about and all that. So definitely, go ahead and check that out. We are on to our contest, and our contest with Cooler Master just ended, and we now have our contest with Corsair. So those IQ fans that we talked about, we're giving away a 3-fan kit. Again, comes with the Lighting Node core, so you don't need anything to get these up and running. You know, you just install them and they're good to go. Bunch of different ways to enter, doing the whole thing through Gleam. So super easy to enter, guys. Get your entry in. And yeah, just something to give back to you guys for, of course, you know, being part of our community and everything like that. So definitely go ahead and check that out. And we're off to news. And it seems like every custom RX 5700 XT that we talked about last week, like like a leak or like something.
Here it is.
Yeah. They all got announced this week. So we'll run through those very quickly. We can talk more about some of them. But of course, Gigabyte made it official. They teased it. And now they officially announced their Auris RX 5700 XT. I like the design of this one. I like the RGB lighting. It's probably the best looking card you're going to get from Gigabyte when it comes to the RX 5700 series. WinForce 3X cooling on here, which looks great. And then it, what's it called? It has a max boost clock of 2010 megahertz, so a decent factory overclock, the highest one, I believe. Okay. Yeah, it is the highest one out of the Gigabyte cards. So it looks really good.
Do you want to share that screen?
Oh, yeah. I'm messing up again.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. That's what it looks like. So awesome looking card, great RGB lighting and everything like that. Just looks, like I said, looks good. If you're a fan of Auris, this, and you're looking at getting an AMD card, this is the one to get. I don't know if they're going to make like a Water Force card. I haven't seen anything yet. So if you're holding on for the Water Force, I don't know if it's coming. But you'll definitely, like I said, this card's awesome. I mean,
there's definitely water cooled cards coming or available, which we'll talk about. So, you know, there might still be a chance for them to release one.
Yeah. And then we move on to Sapphire. We talked about this card last week as a leak. The Nitro Plus. So they officially announced the Nitro Plus special edition. Basically, it does come with their ARGB fans, which you could buy as an extra or an add-on to their Nitro Plus card. But this is, of course, a special edition, so they come with it, which I think, again, as I talked about last week, like it was missing on that card. So you get the fans. It does have a factory overclock of 2035 megahertz. So that's even higher than the Auris card. And the memory is overclocked on this one as well. So it's 14.4 gigabit instead of 14 on that. So you have a little bit more, overclocking there. Definitely expect a huge premium on this one. I would expect it to be. Because of the ARGB fans and everything like that.
Yeah. Now, do all the 5700 XTs have dual 8-pin power? Because yes. I noticed. Okay.
Yes. I believe the Nitro that I reviewed had a dual 8-pin.
Okay.
Yeah. That is the Sapphire card. And then finally, we have the Power Color. And this is the exciting one. This is a pretty cool card. Their Liquid Devil, our RX 5700 XT Liquid Devil, custom water cooling solution from EK. This one is the highest overclock, which I got to find it here. I had these all written down and then I was like, oh, I don't need it. 2070 megahertz boost clock on this one.
So what was that, 35 above the other?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, this is made for adding it to your custom loop. Has the awesome logos here and everything like that.
It's EK, partnered with EK, right? For the cooling? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they've got a quality cooling solution there for sure.
Yeah, it looks great. It looks like it comes with like some coolant as well. Or
some dyes.
Some dyes and stuff, which is really cool and everything like that. But yeah, this is probably one of the highest overclock cards you can get, like factory overclocked, which is nice. It looks amazing.
It looks quite a bit shorter too than some of the other cards. I mean, I guess you don't have to have a larger heat sink or anything, but
yeah, you don't need that big heat sink
or the fins. Yeah.
So yeah, so definitely, again, this one will have a heavy premium just because I think like the block by itself would probably be over $100 just by itself. So you're going to add that plus, you know, everything else that you're getting with this. So definitely check that out for sure. Like I said, if you're into, if you have a custom water cooling loop and you want a 5700 XT, these are probably really highly binned as well, just because of the overclock. So it's definitely a card that you're definitely going to want to check out. So yeah. And then that brings us to some possible launches that we could see at CES. And I'm actually excited for this because I know last year we had the 2060 and like we were at the NVIDIA press conference and everything like that, you know, and it was cool, but it was like a 2060. Like it wasn't a big boy card. And I don't think like at CES hasn't been like the big boy card show.
Really? No.
It's typically been Computex or something else, really.
Yeah, we're just not on that cycle, or the companies aren't on that cycle to make CES that release show. So
yeah, so some new rumors this week. One is that AMD could reveal their RDNA 2 GPUs or their next gen 7-nanometer plus GPUs at CES, at least a preview. Like, I don't think anything is like, hey, this is our new card, it's going to be out. But like, it would be really cool if AMD did have like a next gen card, like in a system that you could see performance.
Yeah.
They did that 3 years ago, maybe. It was like first gen Ryzen plus whatever. What was the card at that time?
With first gen Ryzen? I mean, it would have been
Vega.
I don't think so.
I don't know what it was.
It was 2017.
Yeah, they had them both together in a system, and it was like nobody really knew, like, you know, it wasn't even at the main show. It was like at one of the smaller press events. But it would be cool if we saw something from AMD on like next gen graphics at the show, especially because we'll talk about the next story. Like, NVIDIA might have something big planned to announce at the show too. So seeing something GPU wise from AMD at the show would definitely be awesome, because like, again, we're not gonna see, you know, Ryzen 4.
I was gonna say, yeah, we're not gonna see anything extreme or, you know, super interesting, I don't think, CPU wise. So hopefully, peek at 7-nanometer plus would be nice.
Yeah, so that's definitely something exciting to look forward to. And then the next one, of course, is from NVIDIA. And, you know, they've had their Super Series for a while, and there hasn't been an RTX 2080 Ti. And the whole reason, I always thought, was just because, one, it's not needed, and two, you would more or less cannibalize the Titan RTX. Like, you just would, because how much more can you take? Like, so it's just
weird. The margin between them is so slim that, yeah.
Yeah, but I can't say this guy's name. Kopi, this guy on Twitter, I'm not gonna try to say his name. he's been really good with NVIDIA rumors in the past, so he put this out there that NVIDIA could release an RTX 2080 Ti Super, which would of course sit above the RTX 2080 Ti in the product stack, but somehow be below the Titan RTX. They say that you know, it could enable all of the CUDA cores on the TU102 silicon. It would use faster 16 gigabit GDDR6, which would actually make the memory bandwidth faster than the Titan RTX. I don't know if, like, I've been watching this podcast for any length of time, the Super Series is something that I'm not a fan of. I'm just, because I don't think it needs to exist.
You said that a few times, yeah.
Yeah. But, it's just going to be hard to slot this in, and hard to slot it in where it makes, like, where it feels like an upgrade. Again, the 2070 Super, out of all the Supers, the 2070 Super is the one where you felt like this is a nice upgrade over the 2070.
Right.
You know, you're getting more performance, but if it's anything like the 2080 Super, where you see like 5 to 6% better performance, it's like, why does it need to be there? But based on this rumor, you can assume that NVIDIA will have an announcement at CES, because that's just what's coming up.
Yep.
And that's the platform to do it. They don't have anything really big in the works that would be like a CES thing, you know, like a big announcement, rather than their car stuff. So it would be nice to see it, you know, to have something pretty substantial, and of course bring the prices of the 2080 Ti down more, which I like.
I mean, it feels like they've got to have something up their sleeve in order to make this this part seem worthwhile.
Yeah, it just, again, it has to be more than like that 5 to 7% increase. If right. It's not, it's just,
you're going to be able to get that in overclocks, you know, possibly with just a standard 2080 super, and so I don't know.
Yeah, I just, like, again, the Super Series, I'm just not a fan of. But if we do see it at CES, we'll definitely let you know, because we will be there. So pretty excited for our CES coming up.
Yeah, I'm ready.
But yeah, talking about stuff that's coming up, third generation Threadripper will be out this upcoming week, which is exciting if you're looking to pick that up. And that means that first and second generation Threadripper prices have been dropping like crazy. And it's kind of insane. Like, I know the performance isn't comparable to, like, first gen Threadripper performance isn't, the IPC isn't as impressive as like third gen Ryzen, but you can get a Threadripper 1900X for $150.
That's crazy.
I can see if it's still the same price.
Like, what was that?
Yeah, it's $150. I don't know what it was launched for. You can look that up if you want.
Yeah, I'm gonna find that.
It's $150, which makes it cheaper than a Ryzen 5 3600. And then the 12-core 24-thread Threadripper 1920X is $200. $200.
That's pretty awesome.
And you can get like X399 boards for pretty cheap. If you're like looking to get into high-end desktop, whether it's for multimedia stuff, whether you need a lot of PCI Express lanes, like, now's the time. And like, these processors aren't bad by any means. Like, they're not really all that bad. And like, they'll last you more than a longer period of time than a mainstream processor will.
550 is what it launched at.
Yeah, so it's $150, which is, and again, you're getting 64 PCI Express lanes and, you know, quad channel memory.
Yep.
And everything like that. And X399 boards are not all that expensive, and they're fully featured. So,
it's very cool.
Yeah, and the 2920X, which again is 12-core, 24-thread, is only $369, which is, again, good deals. So if you're looking to upgrade the high-end desktop on the AMD side, first and second generation Threadripper prices are looking good.
And that's what those are at right now. Just, I mean, it's possible that with Black Friday and Cyber Monday, those could drop even further.
Like, if that 1900X went to 99, I'd just buy one.
I mean, even like 125, possibly.
Yeah, you know? 125, I would buy one just to build a high-end desktop system, just to have it, I feel. I mean, not just to have it, but like for testing and other stuff. Yeah. Like, why not? I mean, that's just, that's just crazy to me. So, if you're looking, definitely keep that in mind, because again, if you need PCI Express lanes and stuff like that, the platform's not all that old and the performance is still really good. So, and then Deepcool, coming, we haven't talked about all that much this year. They came out with something that I'm actually a fan of. It is kind of like gimmicky, I guess.
So I didn't really pay attention to this news story, and I'm going to pay a little more attention now, because at first I thought it was just an RGB GPU holder. And I was like, what? This is just horrible. But it's a power routing, which I can totally see value in.
Yeah. So
keeping things clean. So,
yeah. So one, you look at it, you're like, oh yeah, it's a GPU holder, you know, or support that has RGB lighting. I like RGB.
Oh yeah.
You know, and there are cases where you do need this, because GPU sag is a real thing. If you saw my old system, you know,
Did you have a bad case of sag?
I think
they have a pill for that.
yeah. I had a 1080 Ti that was like the Aorus one, and just over time, it just started to sag. And I have a 2080 in here now, but when I had the 1080 Ti, it just, you could tell, like if you took a shot of my PC, you could tell that it was bad.
I mean, it was bad enough. I know, like, I don't remember who it was. Maybe it was Dimitri with Hardware Canucks, but he figured out, like, on some cases from the backside of the motherboard tray, you could put a screw into the GPU holders to fix GPU sag. Like, that was like a news story for a while.
But yeah, so I like the idea of like the whole GPU sag thing, but then adding RGB is a plus. But then this has power routing. So on the inside, you can actually route up to two 8-pin PCI Express power connectors in there, which is, I think, is cool. It keeps everything clean. I think the biggest thing, especially if you don't have like braided cables, you know what I mean? It just doesn't look that great. You just have these wires coming up. So this allows you to really route your cables and get them out of the way. So you have something that, you know, looks nice like this. Deep Cool logo, not biggest fan of. But they will be selling it in two different versions. Two different versions. One will be 3-pin addressable RGB. The other one will be 4-pin standard RGB. That's it. No word on pricing, but I can't expect it to be more than, what, 30?
I didn't hear what, if you said it was made out of, was it plastic, metal?
No, it's metal.
Okay. I don't know. It's got the nice adjustment, that power. I could see it being 40 to 50.
Yeah, I guess. I guess I could see it with addressable RGB. And again, because it has that stuff, you can charge the premium. So yeah, I'd say like 39 to 49, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good possibility.
And Mike in the chat, was talking about Threadripper. Yeah. I mean, he was talking about, that'd be perfect for a new Unraid box and like any of that stuff. The older Threadripper stuff, just, it's perfect for so many things just because one is cheap. So you're not paying what you originally would have paid for. And two, you're getting so much, you know, you're getting quad channel memory support. You're getting all in a lot of the new, motherboards. They do have, the new X399s that have constantly have come out over the lifespan of Threadripper. Like, you are going to get USB 3.2 Gen 2 and some of the other stuff in there. So it is really great, that the prices are so low. Like, I have it in my Amazon, in my cart, just to see if it goes even lower. But like I said,
that's a good idea. Yeah. Throw it in your cart and, keep an eye on it that way.
Yeah.
Just and click then that buy button real quick.
Old man in the chat. Actually, I have a bunch of those EVGA power brackets. The only thing that wasn't great about those is that they only worked on EVGA cards. So you really couldn't use them on other cards. And they didn't help out with sag, but they helped, make your wires look nice.
You got a bunch of those? Yeah. Send me one in the mail. I got
this
EVGA card now.
I think I might have given them away. I give away a lot of my old stuff to like a local LAN organization. Yeah. But if not, they're in a box in the basement somewhere.
Right.
Because I was like, because EVGA gave them to us at CES, and I was like, this would be great if I had an EVGA graphics card, which I didn't.
Yeah.
And I don't. So, So let's talk about some gaming stuff. And we have a new Half-Life game.
Man, I saw the news title for this and I got so excited, and yeah, I'm so excited for it, but not as.
I was like, new Half-Life game. Then I'm like, it's VR. And then I was like, well, most PC gamers, like, I know you have a VR headset, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I got the
Vibe. Like, most PC gamers I know don't have a VR headset.
Right. Nope.
And don't care about it. And like, Half-Life is one of the most iconic PC games of all time, right? Am I wrong saying that?
No, absolutely not, because like, I'm a like habitual player of a game to like chapter 9 out of 10, and then I just quit and stop. Half-Life 2 was not the case at all. I you could not peel me away from that game. I played it through, you know, a couple times.
One of the best single player games ever.
And the fact that 3 hasn't come out, you know, is just like ridiculous. But
like, even if it wasn't, even if this wasn't three, and it's not three, this is in any way, you know, the next chapter.
No, because that happens in between one and two. But
yeah, it's in the same universe, right? Right.
Yep.
And as a PC gamer, I would love a PC game in the same universe as Half-Life,
sure,
and being able to play it. But since it's VR, and even if I had a VR headset, maybe I'd get it. But like, I wouldn't be as excited if it was a PC release. Because if it was PC release, I would just instantly hit like pre-order, like just instantly.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't even care. I wouldn't even like watch the trailer, just pre-order. Because I know it's a Half-Life game and I want to play it. I don't care.
Sure.
You know, I said this when I first heard the story too. It's like, it's just a way for them to sell the Index, which is Valve's own VR headset. And it's a great way to sell it. It's
going to put like, this on and wait.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is a great way to sell their own VR headset. With one of the most iconic franchises in video game history, but PC gamers is like what they should be. But I don't know. It just upsets me that like VR gamers are getting a Half-Life game and PC gamers aren't.
Yeah.
I guess VR gamers are PC gamers because you need a PC, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just not the same, right? At least
you have such a smaller audience. And I think there was like that really heavy push when the Vive and the Oculus Rift first came out, right? You heard of a lot of people getting it, and then I feel like it just died off because it never really got the traction that I think everybody was wanting. And so now it's almost like, are they trying to push that second wave? I don't know. We'll see. We don't have a price yet, do we?
I don't know. So our story is when it was a rumor and they did announce it. They said you'll see it on November 21st. I don't know the price. I don't really don't care about the price. I'm just like, again, I want this to be a PC game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just do. I would play a single player Half-Life game any day of the week. If it's new, if it has a new story, like, you know, and I don't know. Maybe this is just like, obviously they have the hardware and they want to sell the hardware and this is a great way to sell the hardware. I don't know.
I mean, for me, I'm going to have to probably get their new controllers because I think I read somewhere that this had been kind of configured or designed for their new Knuckles type controllers.
You can get the game and tell us what you think about it.
We'll see.
But this does open the question too, is like in the chat talking about like a portal type game with like the puzzles and stuff, like that would be extremely fun in VR. I think a game like that would be great in VR. I can't, that seems like so long ago playing Portal.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like so long ago. But again, I'm just mad because we don't get this on PC, and I feel like that's like a huge chunk of gamers. I mean, you know, and how many PC gamers actually have a VR headset?
Yeah, not a lot.
I maybe, what do you think? What, 1%?
I bet it's higher than 1%. But
you think?
Yeah, 5 no. maybe.
Yeah, that's just not a lot, you know. No. So. Like I said, Ryan will get the game and tell us
what it's about. Get right on that.
Yeah, but yeah, I like I said, I'm just upset. I don't know. I'm just disappointed because, like, again, I want a good single player game to play over the holidays, and
holidays are coming up, huh?
Yeah. So I think it's gonna be Star Wars. Honestly, like I watched some people play it. I love Star Wars, obviously. But the game looks good, and so many people are like, because it's made by Respawn, who did Apex, you know?
Yep.
And it just looks good. The game looks good. It looks like a good single player game, which I want a game like that. So that might be my game. I might pick it up. I almost bought it today, actually.
Yeah. You haven't had time for games lately. You gotta make some time for them.
I know. Well, we're gonna play later tonight, so we're gonna jump.
Right.
We are jumping off YouTube and getting on Twitch. Probably not. Like, I guess, like, maybe right after.
It'll be pretty. Yeah, pretty soon. Right after.
Yeah, pretty soon. Right after we're done on here, we'll be playing some games. What games are we even playing?
I think we'll just start with Apex.
Apex. I was gonna buy the Star Wars game so I get the Stormtrooper thing on Fortnite just to make you mad that you didn't have
it. Yeah, I had to do it.
Yeah, but that is it for our news this week, guys. Talking about what we have coming up next week, I didn't get my one review done that I was supposed to get done this week. And it happens when you're busy. I went shopping for like stuff for the house, and like we got a Christmas tree and all this stuff, and like it's not even like super holiday, like it's what, 2 weeks before Thanksgiving?
It's a week, right? Before Thanksgiving.
Well, like when it's, we went, Thursday. it was this past week, so it's okay. Like 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, and it was already crazy.
Yeah,
and I got like, it was in traffic and all this stuff. I buy everything on Amazon. I don't, you know, don't leave the house.
I'm gonna try not to this year.
But anyways, guys, next week I'll be taking a look at the WD My Passport, the 5 terabyte portable hard drive. Great, tons of storage. They have their own backup software. I'll have that for you guys next week. And then Corsair also announced this week a new lighting kit. So this is their LS100. They sent us all of them. They have like extensions and everything. It's really made for behind your monitor, so it can do the stuff that the NZXT one can, but I actually installed it around my desk. The bottom of it.
Okay.
They're actually...
Get some underglow?
Yeah, to get some underglow. They're actually too big. They're actually thick. Like, they're pretty thick. So, like, they would stick out and not look great. Okay. On the desk, the way that I wanted to have them configured. So I put them under the desk, and they really light up the bottom of the desk. But it's just it's smart lighting kits. What's really interesting too is like the way they're designed, which I'll go to in the review, but they're not like your typical like RGB strips. Like the whole thing is diffused. So it's not like you can see the LEDs or anything, which actually makes like the coverage better, I would say. So you don't see the individual LEDs. It's just like one continuous thing, which is really cool. Of course, you can control it with an IQ. And the one thing that's really cool about these is that you can control each individual LED in each strip.
That's what I really like, is like we're at the point that all these RGB products are now ARGB, and we can control individual ones as opposed to like, well, it's cycling through colors now. Like in that video that's kind of playing down below, you know, they've got that rainbow going across. You can really customize it.
So. Yeah. And in the chat, you guys are talking about... yeah, like the game might be $20 on VR, but then I have to buy, like, how much is like a decent VR headset?
Oh, like, I don't even know now. I mean,
700?
I think you can get the Oculus units for cheaper than that, but
yeah. So like that's like
again, hundreds
that's
of like, dollars.
Yeah, like I already have like a couple $1,000 PC. So like I want to play the game I want a PC game. Like, leave it at that. So yeah, and then I'll be taking a look at a pretty beastly CPU cooler, if the picture lives. Here it goes. On Cooler Master's Master Air MA620M. Big. What's really interesting about it is it's two huge heat sinks with a fan inside. So when you have it installed, it doesn't even look like there's a fan, but there is a fan in there pushing air. Pretty big. It does have their RGB lighting too, which looks really cool in your system. Made for, you know, the higher end processors and everything like that. Six pretty large heat pipes over there as well. So I'll be taking a look at that too. So lots of cool stuff coming next week. And yeah, so we get to the end of the podcast and we talk about if we did anything cool this week, saw anything. Did you do anything? You had to do something.
Man, I don't think so. No, I like, and I know I didn't because we had podcast last week. I was busy Thursday and Friday. Didn't do anything. I didn't even use my PC over the weekend. Worked late month. No, I haven't had any time. This is the first time I've really used my PC since.
I've done a lot this week.
Yeah.
One, I watched a new Star Wars show.
Mandalorian. I've heard it's great.
It is really good so far. Just like we talk about like stuff being in like the Half-Life universe, like more Star Wars is better. I don't care what it is. It's right. not, I guess you could, I don't, it's not like as like you're watching a movie, obviously, but mm-hmm. it's a Star Wars show in the Star Wars universe. So I'm a fan of it. It's good so far. Two episodes, third one comes out, I believe either tomorrow or Friday. I forget what days they get released. But yeah, so.
Yeah, I need to get on that Disney Plus train. I'm on Verizon, so I can get a free year. I just, you know, haven't.
Yeah. Yeah, do that. We are using my girlfriend's sister's login. Shh. Yeah, don't tell anybody. So yeah, and then I finally put my monitor on a monitor arm and everything like that, which is really exciting. Oh,
you did some cable management, didn't you?
I did cable management. I have a video coming out this next week that goes over all of that. I spent all day doing it. And most of it was the cable management. That's how bad the cable management was on this desk. But it's all part of like upgrading the office series that we're doing on the YouTube channel. So definitely stay tuned for that. Just a ton of just awesome upgrades I did for this desk. I got like a wireless charger for my phone. I got this awesome massive mouse mat from Cooler Master too. It lights up. It has RGB, but it's huge. I feel like I have this whole setup now. And the monitor arm just like gives me so much more room on my desk. Like I don't have a stand, which is nice. So yeah. So cool. That's what I did all week. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I did anything else. That was my two big things, though. I mean, the desk was like my big project. So
yeah, and I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to actually getting some time with some tech. Like next week, I'll have Friday off, so gonna try and do some stuff then.
Yeah,
try and do like a virtual LAN party Friday night.
Nice.
And then nice. Christmas will be around the corner, so definitely get some time in then.
Yeah, like I said, I've been looking for a game to play over the holidays, and I think it's going to be Star Wars. I'm pretty sure it's set in Star Wars.
We'll be off to CES again.
Yeah, and then off to CES and all of that. So we'll go ahead and end things here, guys. As I always say, think computers, all one word, on your favorite podcasting app or software. Our full show notes page is linked in the description below, and you'll see it on the podcast notes as well. And we are streaming after this. So everybody who's watching on stream, head over to twitch.tv/thinkcomputers, and we'll be gaming. You can see how bad Ryan is at games.
Oh, it's horrible. And
I will be jumping on there with him as well. So until next week, we'll catch you guys later.